Elise Marie Frank was born June 12, 1929, in Frankfurt am Main, Germany, joining an older sister Margot, who was then 3 years old. Her father, Otto Frank, had also been born in Frankfurt, and was the son of a wealthy Jewish family. After serving in the German army during World War I, he joined his father in the family banking business. In May of 1925, he married Edith Hollander, the heir of a large scrap metal business. She was 25 and he was 36. The following year, their first daughter, Margot Betty, was born, and 3 years later, Anne. During the earliest years of their lives, Anne and Margot enjoyed all the benefits of being the daughters of upper-middle-class parents. Neither of their parents was very devout, though their mother did encourage her husband to keep some of their religious traditions. Otto was more interested in scholarly pursuits and actively encouraged his young daughters to read from the home's library. During these early years, the Franks lived in a comfortable house with plenty of help. However, within a few years after Anne was born, everything changed. First, Germany and the rest of the world experienced a major economic downturn that led to a worldwide depression and the closing of hundreds of banks, including the one belonging to the Frank family. This first tragedy was soon followed by the rise of anti-Semitism in Germany, as Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party took power. On their way to the top, the Nazis took advantage of people's fears about money to blame the Jews for all the evils in the country and the world. Hitler, of course, had been voicing his outspoken anti-Semitism for years, beginning with the 1925 publication of Mein Kampf, in which he wrote particularly vile things like, "Was there any shady undertaking, any form of foulness, especially in cultural life, in which at least one Jew did not participate? On putting the probing knife carefully to that kind of abscess, one immediately discovered, like a maggot in a putrescent body, a little Jew who was often blinded by the sudden light." Hitler also stoked fears of Jewish domination in Europe, writing, "As long as the Jew has not become the master of the other peoples, he must speak their languages, whether he likes it or not. But as soon as they become his slaves, they would all have to learn a universal language, Esperanto, for instance, so that by this additional means the Jews could more easily dominate them." On March 13, 1933, the Nazi Party won the local election in Frankfurt. Following Hitler's lead, they organized several anti-Semitic demonstrations in which Jews were either injured or had their property destroyed. Concerned for his family's safety, Otto sent Edith and the girls to live with her mother in Aachen in western Germany, where Nazism had not yet gained a foothold. Meanwhile, Otto remained in Frankfurt while trying to find a way to get his family out of Germany entirely. Anne would later write in her diary in October 1942, "Fine specimens of humanity, those Germans! And to think I'm actually one of them! No, that's not true. Hitler took away our nationality long ago." Things began to look up in late 1933 when Otto was offered an opportunity to start his own business in Amsterdam. He went to Amsterdam first and established Opecta Works, where he sold pectin, which was used for making jam. He also found the family an apartment on Merveda Square before sending for Edith and the girls. Anne would humorously portray how the family was reunited in her diary. "I lived in Frankfurt until I was 4. Because we're Jewish, my father immigrated to Holland in 1933. My mother, Edith Hollander Frank, went with him to Holland in September, while Margot and I were sent to Aachen to stay with our grandmother. Margot went to Holland in December, and I followed in February, when I was plunked down on the table as a birthday present for Margot." With the family back together in February 1934, and soon settled in, Anne was enrolled in a Montessori preschool and Margot in public school. Both girls were bright, with Margot being better in mathematics, while Anne excelled in language arts. As soon as she learned to string a few letters together to form words, Anne was constantly writing. Though she had a naturally outgoing and bubbly personality, she was very shy about her writing and would not share what she wrote with anyone, even her close friends. In 1938, Otto started his own company, Pectacon, selling herbs, pickling salt, and spices to sausage-making companies. He had good reason to try to build his business. By that time, the specter of war was on the horizon. Although the Treaty of Versailles, that ended the First World War, had placed limits on German rearmament, those provisions